Kind of doing a spur-of-the-moment conversation here this morning. Wyoming State Senator Ogden Driscoll is joining us today live over the phone. And we appreciate Senator Driscoll taking a couple quick moments. Earlier, Dal and I were talking about Devil's Tower and the movie Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Well, I understand Senator Driscoll owns Devil's Tower, or the at least around Devil's Tower. Senator, good morning. I understand that you have some sort of story about Devil's Tower in this movie we were talking about earlier today.
Good morning. Great morning here at Devil's Tower. Yes, our family ranch is two sides of Devil's Tower National Monument, and when they filmed Close Encounters, the monument would not let them in with most of the equipment. So they took one of our irrigated hay fields that was right next to the entrance to Devil's Tower. And if you watch the movie, that was the decontamination camp that they had where all the helicopters and the military people and everything went in. And they chain link fenced a big part of it and turned it into a military looking compound. And at that time, I was a junior in high school. My best friend's dad was superintendent of the park, and so we both ended up working for Columbia Pictures throughout the filming of the movie. He ended up in the movie. The stuff I got went to the cutting room floor. Absolutely an incredible experience. And then when I went to Boise State, they flew me down with a fleet of 16 helicopters to Douglas to go to Boise State. Really was a unbelievable change. And then the film site, ultimately, my mother turned it into a campground, which it is today.
Wow, that's incredible. So you actually got to see all the behind the scenes very firsthand.
We did. We got to meet all the actors. We got to meet Steven Spielberg. He actually came almost 2 years ahead of the movie and very quietly met with my parents and sealed the deal for the film site and swore him to secrecy because nobody had heard of Devil's Tower.
Wow. Senator Ogden Driscoll, who owns ranches, or owns the ranch on next to Devil's Tower, and talking about Close Encounters of the Third Kind. So did you get no cameo then, huh, Senator? Weren't actually able to make an actual appearance in the film, just kind of behind the scenes?
Well, they filmed us a lot, but I just never made it. And I didn't make it. My friend did. He ended up in some of the scenes going up into the tower. Wonderful experience. Last year, ironically, they came with a 40-foot big screen for the 40th anniversary edition and did a screening at the base of Devil's Tower on our campground for the pre-release of the 40th anniversary edition.
Wow. When it was happening, did you have any idea or have any suspicion that the film was going to be as big as it was? I mean, there were some big names that were there. Do you have any idea how big the film was at the time?
We did not. We didn't know anything about it. None of us had been anywhere around a making of a film, so it was pretty incredible just to see the process and the number of people. The catering tent was feeding around 400 to 500 people a day.
That's incredible. Wow, wow. Senator Ogden Driscoll this morning in the Devil's Tower area of Wyoming talking about that film, Close Encounters of the Third Kind. Well, Senator, we appreciate you taking a few moments here with us kind of on the cuff this morning. Thank you.
Thank you very much, and have a wonderful day.